Okay, so Rabbi, we are about to embark upon the next sugya, which is the beginning of a whole long, and then some of sugyas, which we're hoping that Hashem take us to Shavuos time around. Shavuos or the end of this month, whichever comes first. So the sugya begins in the first of the Ma'am Akonis with a very, very innocent statement of Chazal. Amar Yehuda Beidik Tzor Shiyavarech. That's it. That's all for Shia today. Abodir Tzor Shiyavarech. A person, before they do B'dikas Chometz, has to recite a bracha. So all the Rishonim are very, very disturbed with this statement. Because even though this is going to set the stage for the next line of Ma'am Mevarech, which is going to set the stage for everything we're going to talk about hopefully for the next few weeks, the very statement of Rabbi Yehuda is startling. Habadik Tzach Shevarech. You know why it's startling? Because it's so obvious. Like Mehechit Teisei, in a million years you would have said otherwise. The starting point of all mitzvahs is you recite a bracha when you do a mitzvah. I know there are some mitzvahs that don't get brachas. Like when you give tzedakah, you don't get a bracha. You keep it aveim. I know you do avatal bracha kamaicha. I know. You know you do the mitzvah of Yerushimayim. You go and sit, look at the Grand Canyon. You don't make a bracha. I know there are some mitzvahs that don't require brachas. I got that. But basically, the regular standard ma'aseh mitzvahs that olam ben olam lamochem that we do get brachas. We put on tefillin this morning, we made a bracha. We said the sukkah, make a bracha. Eat matzah, blow shofar, shake a lulav. Those mitzvahs get brachas. Not only the mitzvahs deraisa get brachas, mitzvahs derabban also get brachas. So even though b'dikas chametz is derabban, I think we know that already. B'dikas chametz is only derabban. If we don't know that, then we missed the boat this year. Mitzvahs derabban also get brachas. There is Chanukah, Netilas Yadayim, Erevin. In fact, the Gemara in Shabbos, Tavchav Gimel, is bothered with why we recite a bracha on mitzvahs derabbanan, because how can you say with a straight face, Asher kidishanu mitzvahis mitzivanu? So the Gemara gives us two fascinating answers to that question to justify the recitation of brachas on mitzvahs derabbanan. What are the two answers that the Gemara gives? So the Gemara asks, Heichan tzivanu. In the sugya nearest Chanukah, Chav Gimel, the sugya my Chanukah, Frektik Rakasha, Vahei Amu, Hamadik Tzorch, Vahorek, Vahei Chad Zivonu.
Shahal Avichad Biyagedcha.
So the Gemara quotes two reasons. One day the Gemara quotes is, Lo Sosar Abdava Shagiru Chayyab in a small. And the other is, Shahal Avichad Biyagedcha, Zikei Nechav Yayim Rulach. Just as an aside, that Gemara is very pivotal in terms of which Machlekes are Rishonim, which we just spoke about a couple of sugyas earlier.
Rambam and the Rambam.
The Rambam and the Ramban. Remember, the Rambam held that all mitzvahs derabban are basically deraisas of losasar. And the Ramban said, no, they're not. Losasar goes on deraisas, doesn't go on derabbanans. So according to the Rambam, we have to understand what the Nekudas Machlokes was. Like, why one day it said losasar, and what was wrong with that? That the other day it said something different? And according to the Ramban, who holds that Lo Sosa Taka doesn't speak to the Rabbanans, so I understand the man the Yom who says Shalav Yichvi Agedcha, I don't understand the man the Yom who says Lo Sosa. Unless one wants to say something very radical and say maybe that was goof for the Machlokes, the same way the Ramban fought it out hundreds of years later, maybe that was goof for what's going on in Shabbos. So you got to, when you get to Shabbos, when it comes Chanukah time, you have to remind us, hopefully, you have to try to figure out, how do you understand that Gemara, the 2 days in that Gemara, in light of the running Machlokes Rambam and Rambam? That's not our sugya for right now. What's clear for that Gemara is, Vehechad Tzivan, even mitzvahs derabban, you recite a bracha. So, Abuzoy, mitzvahs derais, you recite a bracha, mitzvahs derabban, you recite a bracha. So, what's the Rabbi Yehuda wakes up on Sachem of Zion? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Baruch Abba, Abba Yitzchak Shevarach. Like, Vehechad Tzivan, wouldn't be reciting a bracha. So, this is the kasha that starts the entire sugya off. So, the Rosh is so bothered with this kasha that he takes the opportunity to present you Umamish and Tai Shia Kloli, to explain what Rabbi Yehuda meant and said and what exactly was the depth of Rabbi Yehuda's statement. So comes the Rosh, the second of Ayamekayim, some of you remember Rabbi Yitzchak Shevarach. The light tema is Rabbi Yehuda speaking. Don't say, Eina kogech mitzvah. Because chametz is not such a big mitzvah. Why not? I don't think B'dikas chametz. I think it's a pretty big mitzvah. Nevis Chanukah takes me about 1 second to do. B'dikas chametz takes me 3 hours. I think it's a really chashuv mitzvah. I like it. You know, it's exciting. We walk around the house. candles, you know, dark, it's very mysterious, spooky, you know. It's got a real, got a good new ring to it. So what have you done with mitzvah? The Rosh continues. Because after all, it's just being done to get rid of chametz. So therefore, it's not such an ayayay mitzvah. That was the Havamina. And Kumtra of Yehuda says, no, Avabichain, Habaydir Tzarech Sheyavarech. So I don't understand what the Havamina was. I have no idea what that means. The Ein Elavaris, the Chometz, the Vais, Azma, Yeh Mitzvah, Nish Mitzvah. So I don't understand what the Havamina was. I don't understand what Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi is coming off Fuke. And if it's some deep, dark secret, we're going to explain to you why there would have been a Gevalt Kesvar not to make a Bracha, so then Tzotacha, why do we make a Bracha? So I don't understand what the Havamina was, I don't understand what the Maskar is. I don't understand the entire Shachmatah and the Gemara according to the Rosh. So the Rosh is looking at five words, six words. Amr Vida Beri Tzach Shivarich. We know in Niyam Mayim Evarich, we don't even know what the Nusach is, we don't even know why we should not be making a Bracha. We know in the end we do, and we know there was some reason why we don't, and we don't know what that reason is, and we're not sure why we do it yet. Otherwise we got to also get down path. Ein Elavar Tzachamitz Ben Abayis. Before we even understand the brachas that I mentioned, what did the Rosh mean? Ein elavaris chometz bayis? Why am I getting rid of chometz in the house? Anyone want to explain to me? A little chazar back from Chodesh Elul? What's the goal of Bdikas chometz? In our heart and soul, what are we trying to accomplish with Bdikas chometz? We want to get rid of chometz. Why? What's so gefreel about having chometz in the house? Either
circumvent Kashmir.
Either because of Shalav by Rav Yamotze, that was Rashi back in the days, or Taisus, Shabbi Yavon Yochlai. So, Bain Rashi, Bain the Tal, I know what the Rosh holds. I forgot what the Rosh holds already. I forgot. It's been a long time since Chash El. Bain Rashi, Bain the Taisus, B'digas Chometz is very negative in nature. It is basically here to solve it, to prevent the problem in halacha. Now, there are a lot of things that we do in our religion to prevent violation of Yisurim. By and large, we don't recite brachas in those activities. The general rule in Shmiras HaMitzvahs is, brachas are reserved for mitzvahs esseh, asher kedishanam mitzvahis mitzvahnu, lach, to do something. When we do things simply to prevent Isurim, they're not mitzvahs essay-oriented, nishteraisas, nishterabonans, but they're important parts of our religion. Our religion is not just doing positive things. We spoke about this a lot of times in Ashkofa. Shomer v'zoch, b'divrech ha'nemru, the famous Ramban, Allah Ta'ira, Pashas Yisrael. Shomer is the Isurim and Zocher is the mitzvahs essay. You need a combination of the two. Our religion is not just about mitzvahs essay. Our religion also involves some very serious, heavy-duty Isurim. On the other hand, our religion is not just about what you're not allowed to do. There are some very important things you actually have to do. But brachas are reserved for the positive things you do. They don't apply to Yisurim. Let's say the marshal. There are a lot of things I have to do. I have to salt meat before I can eat it. You're not allowed to eat dam. This is pashka. Dam on nefesh. You're not allowed to eat dam. So the halacha requires of me to salt meat. There's no question about that. I have to do that. Whether it's a deraisa, derabanan, dam shabishla, that, you gotta learn chulin, you gotta learn, even we learn chulin, we learn that part. You gotta learn the last couple of vladen kolabosti, you gotta learn simba sabachtes in your day, you gotta learn uchas malicha. Nobody learns uchas malicha. You know why nobody learns uchas malicha? Because nobody salts meat anymore. I had a fascinating conversation a couple of weeks ago at our table, Shabbos table, one of my kids. We talk something about salt. We're talking about why some meat tastes saltier than others or something. I don't know, I forgot what it was. So I made a comment. I said, you know, kosher meat in general tastes salty. We don't even understand that because that's the way we're used to it. But unkosher meat, by definition, is going to be less salty than kosher meat. So even though you wash off all the salt afterwards, some of the salt still penetrates in. So kosher meat is saltier than non-kosher meat. One of my kids, I was like ready to like keel over. They said to me, why do we salt meat? Like, they had no clue what malicha means. explain to him, well, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat blood. Okay, what does it have to do with it? So the Gemara says that there are only two ways to physically remove the blood from the meat. One is if you put it on the open fire, you roast it, you barbecue it, so then the blood will draw out. And the other way is, those are the sugyas at the end of the Perek of Chulin. How do you do that? So I said that we were once generation far removed. Two generations ago, our grandparents, or my grandparents, probably your great-grandparents, they knew how to kasher meat. That's all they did. You went to the shaykh, you shechted the chicken, and you brought it home, you had a kasher. So every 15-year-old kid knew how to kasher meat. So the next generation knew that you have to kasher meat, but didn't know how to kasher meat. The next generation doesn't even know that you have to kasher meat. They thought, you go to the store, you buy an empire chicken, and it's kosher already. That's right, because somebody in the factory kosher. The next generation won't even know that you have to shecht meat. The next generation won't be eating real meat. They'll be eating the funny kind of meat. That's not real meat anyway. So we get further and further away. That's how the smicha requirements have changed over the years. When Amol, so there was a smicha requirement. You had to know basically all of your day chelak aleph, which included shechita, treifas, malicha, bas mechav, and tarayis. So I remember my father, he at smicha, so he learned treifas. How do I know? Because I have his shulchan aruch yodeh, and he's got underlined shachs and uchas treifas. By the time I got to YU smicha, so treifas was already long gone, but he still had no shechita. So when I learned smicha, we had to learn shechita, malicha, bas mechav, and tarayis. Then over the years, shechita disappeared off the requirement, but they still kept malicha on for good luck. And then a year or two later, that also disappeared. So now all that's left is bas mechav and tarayis. And when they removed that, so then you don't need anything, or anything. So that I think they'll still keep for a while. So Rabbi Sai, when you kasha meat. I'm not doing anything positive by kashering meat. I'm doing an action that the halacha requires to enable me to eat the meat. Is there a bracha when you kasher meat? There's no bracha. Asher kedisham mitzvah zmanu ala malicha? There's no such bracha. Let's say my pot became treif, and I have to kasher, I have to do a gol, leave it on my oven. I have to do it. You don't make a bracha. Asher kedisham mitzvah l'hagas hakelim. I don't make such a bracha. Why not? Why is there no bracha in these things? Because these are not mitzvahs. These are simply things that I have to do to avoid Isurim. You don't make brachas on avoidance of Isurim. When I walk past McDonald's, I don't make a bracha. There's no such bracha. Brachas on mitzvah zesay, not on los zesay. Who remembers, boy, coincidentally, the rush. It was such a milsa
de shechita. By shechita and by berkas erusin.
It was such a milsa de shechita. It's a milsa de shechita. Milsa de pshita to the rush. That you don't make brachas on Isurim, that's what the Rush posed, the famous challenge of the first Perek of Mishnah spoke about it this year. We talked about the Rush for Perek Erusin, we must have mentioned it in passing. I don't remember when. The Rush has a famous comment on the Gemara in Ksubis, where the Gemara says, when you're standing under the chuppah, you make a bracha, shekidishon mitzvayisim mitzvah l'arayas. So the Rush says, why in the world are you making that bracha? He said, since when do you make a bracha, but not eating kosher? Since when did you make a bracha by Isurim? It's like a guy sits down by the Seder and he makes a bracha. So you don't make a bracha on the chametz, you make a bracha on achilas matzah. So the Rush says, what are you starting off the bracha? What are you talking about all the Isurim that you're doing, that you're not doing? So the Rush was so bothered with this kasha. Who remembers the conclusion? What was the Rush's conclusion? Therefore, Berachas Erusin is what? Is
Berachas HaShevach.
Is not a Berachas HaMitzvah, it's a Berachas HaShevach. Okay? It's a Berachas HaShevach. It's not even a Berachas HaMitzvah altogether. Stay tuned for the Zayin and Aleph a little bit later on when the sugya develops, the Berachas HaMitzvah is going to come back off the Tera Rosh. Yeah. Right, so the word is that this is not a mitzvah b'chol. This is simply an eitzah that I have to do to avoid bothering an isser. So that's what the Rush seems to be saying here as well. The same way the Rush in Ksuba says, you don't make a bracha on not marrying your sister. You don't make a bracha when you do some unbelievable phenomenal thing that prevented you from bothering Yisurim. So the Rush says over here, ain't a mitzvah kol kach, ain't a levas hachometz v'rabayis. What's for bracha is that a shekin? The shana mitzvah is a mitzvah that shlo lava b'vay ravei matzim. What's the bracha? Shekin Yishon Mitzvah says, lo lava b'chim is chometz. It doesn't make any sense. You're doing mitzvahs to avoid Isurim. What's for bracha is that? So that's what the Rosh had in mind. That's what Taisus writes in Chula. And Taisus writes, you don't make a bracha when you kasha meat. Taisus says, because it's just to avoid Isurim. So that's the kasha. That was what Rav Yehuda Merav. So that's what Rav Yehuda had in the back of his mind. One could have made a very shnarky case to say, Habaydik ain't a tzarech levarach. So kamash malon, Habaydik tzarech levarach. And what's the kasha? So what's the kamash malon? So what is it about the Dikas Chometz that does warrant the bracha? Manish tarim, Dikas Chometz from kasher meat, kasher kale. What's the answer by saying? What grandiose, what fundamental do you see in Rav Yehuda's chiddush? I just made Rav Yehuda's havamina better than his maskana. So Taka, why do you make a bracha? B'teichah me'akush, you have to say a gevaldik avort. That sometimes, the halach is formulated in such a way that what you're doing is simply to avoid Yisurim. And if that's the case, that all you're doing is to avoid Yisurim, then Taka, there's no bracha. That does not warrant the bracha. But sometimes, the halacha turns the tables on you. It says, yes, it's true, the original engine that's driving what you're doing was to avoid Yisurim. But Chazal Baruch Kotcham turned around this action that you're doing and transformed it to be called the Maisa Mitzvah Midrabbanan. So yes, it's true, the original reason for what you're doing was simply to avoid a Nisr. And Chazal could have left it like that, but for some deep dark secret, Chazal transformed a Menias HaYisr into a form of Mitzvah Seseh Midrabbanan. And Teichem Zivon on the Sosa Midover, that's the Mitzvah Seseh. So that's what happened by Bidikas Chometz. When you buy the Chometz, it's not just the lovers of Chometz and Abayis. Now you're getting brownie points and credit for being Yetzi and Mitzvah, Esin and Atot. Not Mitzvah, Torah, Mitzvah, Rabbanah, called Bidikas Chometz. Going back to the first one, Oral Arbos, Abayis, the Chometz, the Arner, is not a Los Esin Mitzvah, Rabbanah. It's an Esin Mitzvah, Rabbanah. It's not like I'm not eating Bishul Akwa. It's not like I'm not moving Mokzah. It's because Chazal were worried about violating Issa, whatever that Issa is, Rashik, Islay, Taiskin, Islay, by Rabbi Motzah Shemir Bel Yochlai. Therefore, Chazal made up a mitzvah with the Rabbanan called Bidikas Chometz, and once it's now delegated to be a mitzvah zesim with the Rabbanan, now it's subject to a bracha. Heichem Matzina Davar Kazeh, where do we find such a similar pattern? Where do we find in the realm of the world of the Rabbanan that something started out as an Isser? It started out as a protection, a prevention of a lav, and then all of a sudden, hocus pocus became a mitzvah sim in the rabbanon, and the tachlis gets a bracha. I can think of a few examples. The Tils Yadayim is a great example. Why do we wash the Tils Yadayim for? So the simple reading of the Gemara is the wash of the Tils Yadayim was a gezeira mederabim mishum srach truma. Chazal were afraid that when a Kohen eats Truma, if his hands weren't washed, that could potentially cause a big, big problem. Why? Because as a Did Midrabanan, a Chumah Midrabanan in Tahara is called Stam Yadayim Shini Yosem. Yad is like a Sheni Lutuma. And as a Sheni Lutuma, although a Sheni Lutuma cannot make a Shlishi in Chulin, because there's no such thing as a Shlishi in Chulin. But in Truma, there is a thing called a Shlishi Lutuma. So since the Rabbanon, Stam Yadayim, or Shliyasem, if a person's not going to be Mitaris Yadayim first, it's going to make the food Tomei, it's going to make it Nebel Tomei, it's going to make it Posel, and there would be a prohibition, Al Tzuchas Achim Truma, to eat this Truma in the state of Posel Truma. Now this is all Midirabban, Minat Torah, this whole game doesn't work. Minat Torah, either your Tomei or your Tohar, either your body is Tomei or your body is Tohar. You can't have half your body Tomei, you can't have your hands Tomei and the rest of your body Tohar. That concept doesn't exist in the Torah. But mid the Rabbanan, Chazal, Mishum Chumas, and Gzeiris, and Siogim created this whole new model called Tumas Yadayim. And since they created Tumas Yadayim, they created a thing called the Tilas Yadayim also. So the Tilas Yadayim, on the level of the Rabbanan, solves the Tumah the Rabbanan, the same way that on the level of the Rais, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, and the Rais, the same way Tvim Bamikvah solves the Tumah the Rais and the Gufa Adam. So this was all to protect Truma. This is all because they wanted Kohanim to be really, really, really careful in the eating of Truma. Now, between you and me, I'm not a Kohen. I'm looking around the room. Most of us are not kohanim. So why do I have to wash this? I'm getting my bagel in a few minutes from now. Why do I have to wash? I'm not a kohen. So what's going to happen? I understand when the kohen is not going to wash for chulin. Next thing you know, he's not going to wash for chuma. It's going to lead to a zilzul. It's going to lead to a pagam. It's going to lead to a psul. It's going to be a whole terrible thing. They end up going to the Beis Hamikdash. A million things are going to go wrong. So it's going to be a terrible, terrible thing. A tremendous hachaka in hilchos tumah v'tahara gana. But I'm not a kohen. So you know my chazal listened to the Tilsa Dayim? Uniformity in Judaism. We want, if the Kohen sees the Yisrael is not going to be washing, so he's not going to wash either. That's the way we know. Dark kachi, dark yishol. We know that, come on, we're creatures of that. We know that when you have certain zahiros that some people need and other people don't need, need I bring any riots from the last year? We're all in this together. And when you create an environment that some people are not careful about things, so even though it could be that in pure longdos they're right in not being careful, inevitably we know, we've seen it time and time again, when one guy's not being careful about something, then the other guy who should be careful is not being careful, and so be it. So Chazal was smarter than all of us together, and Chazal said, you can create a din derabbanan called this time only for the Kohanim, it's not going to work. So Mishum Srach Truma, they threw it all at all of us. But a Harekin place to go, why we wash the Tzidayim for? It's all Tisurim, it's to prevent Tumah V'Tahara. That's the Pashas of the Dvarim. If that's the case, there's no reason for us to make a bracha on a Tzidayim. I don't make a bracha when I avoid becoming Tamei. That doesn't warrant a bracha. So why does it warrant the bracha? The Teretz is, because of the reason of the Tilus Yadayim, Chazal turned around and transformed the Tilus Yadayim to become a mitzvah. They took an isser and turned it to and rephrased it and reworded it as a mitzvah. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'll show you a question.
Yeah, Rabbi, if one was doing Bedikas Chametz in a scenario where they didn't do Bittul, so the Bedika would be De'oraisa potentially, would that impact bracha that you make? Meaning, because it's no longer just a Takana D'Rabbanan, now you will be making a bracha on
now it makes more sense to make a bracha. Now I'm really doing tashbisu. Maybe, depending on what you're really doing or not. We have to wait and see how the sugya plays out with the Rosh and the Ran. So Rabbi Sai, let's stick to regular kicks. The regular Orla Bosa is on a Dirabana, but the Rai's with the Yamasagi, everything's Dirabana. So the Rosh, Mechai, without telling us, has just told us a world about Bedika. There was a transformation here in the Rosh. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda said, I wasn't in the yeshiva the day that Rabbi Yehuda said Ishtikul Torah. The Hele Gamayi Rabbi Yehuda sitting in the yeshiva one day, and he's saying a Shia, Am Rabbi Yehuda Abadi Tzach Shia Varech. So he was trying to offset a Havamina, that B'dikas Chometz is only B'teres Yisurim, and the Kamash one is B'teres Mitzvah. And we have Metzino Kal Yehitzitz, and we have a precedent for this in Halacha, in the world of the Tilsi Day. Once Chazal were Mesakim, that these mitzvahs, the Rabbanan, that started as zehiros and isurim, become transformed to become mitzvahs, do they lose their isurim quality? Do they lose that characteristic? Pashas not. The pashas is that, of course they're menias isurim, and the chap is, in addition to being menias isurim, they're also mitzvahs esrei, but avada the menias isurim, why should they lose that characteristic? That's poshut. My nafkimin, you have to do it anyway. So why does it bother me to call it an isser? Why is it so important to hold on to that an isser category? Why is that critical? You know why? Sometimes it's important to know whether something is not just a mitzvah's essay with the Rabbanan, but it's important to call it an isser the Rabbanan also. So it's the Pesachei Tshuva in the beginning of Hilchos Avelos, in the Siman about an Oneid. The Mishnah says in the third parak of Brachas, Misha Mason with Lofanov, so he's potter for Tfilah, Tfilah, and Kriyash, but he doesn't have to do any mitzvahs. Not only does he not have to do mitzvahs, he's not supposed to do mitzvahs. Machlik is Rashi and Tosfos. When we say that an Oneid is potter for mitzvahs, his relative just died before the Kura, so we say it's potter for mitzvahs, is it just potter or is it Mamish also? What's the Machlik is? Don't remember? Rashi learns that. Why is an Oinin Patrim Mitzvah? Anyone know why? What does Rashi say? Oisik Mitzvah Patrim Mitzvah. Since he's supposed to be involved in it, so he's Patrim from other Mitzvahs. Oisik Mitzvah Patrim Mitzvah. Does that mean that there's a formal Isif for him to do Mitzvahs? Not necessarily. Tosfos quotes based on Rishalmi, no, there's a formal Isif in the Rabbanan for an Oinin to do Mitzvahs. Why? So Tosfos says, because it's some kind of a Bizayin HaMeis. Some kind of, that's It's not just because he's involved in the Eisik HaKfur and therefore Eisik Mitzvah Padam Mitzvah. There's some superimposed Issa Midirabon and Aram to do mitzvahs. So the bottom line is, the Einin is part of mitzvahs or maybe also in mitzvahs. So come the Acharenim point out that nobody says that an Onain's a lot of itrafis. It's a gewaltic opportunity, right? He's been waiting for the McDonald's all these years. Now's his time to go. He's been waiting to get that juicy Lashon Hara out. Wow, he's got a few hours. get all the shmutz out now. This is it. This is the time. No, that's ridiculous. Ein is patef for mitzvahs. Ein is not allowed to do isurim. So comes the Pesach Tshuva and quotes from Gedalia Charedim. There are certain activities that the halacha requires of us that are not 100% clear on the mitzvahs of their isurim. And one of the questions Pesach Tshuva quotes from Charedim is Netilas Yadayim. And Ein is allowed to eat. Ein doesn't have to starve. He's allowed to eat. Does he wash Netilas Yadayim or not? So if you hold that Netilas Yadayim is a mitzvah seaseh midirabbanan, and that's all it is, there ain't no more, so then technically you don't have to wash Netilas Yadayim. But if you hold that when Chazal formulated Netilas Yadayim to be a mitzvah, they didn't do it at the expense of the Isser. Of course there's an Isser. Father, there's an Isser to eat without Netilas Yadayim. They made an Isser midirabbanan as gezeirah srech truma. Not to eat bread, not to eat salmon. It's a derabon if you eat without washing. It's not just a bittul mitzvah. So then that mitzvah speaks to you as well. So Pesach Tshuva quotes, not sure. Quotes the Machareim, I'm not sure what the din is. So therefore the place can write, the onion washes the Netilas Yadayim, but what does he obviously not do? Obviously he can't make a bracha. Onion doesn't make brachas. He's not going to make brachas. And the bracha is only Hashem the mitzvah's essay. So a vada, the onion doesn't make a bracha on it. But he still has to wash the Sidayim, because we're not sure. It could be that it's Isser B'mekama Eimed. It would be an interesting parallel, Shaila, to what? If you go down the longest that we're saying, that's what the Rosh had his eye on the model of the Sidayim. That's the mitzvah par excellence, that Isser became mitzvah. You could raise the same Shaila about who? About his own name, look at me, what mitzvah? B'dikas
Chomis.
Does own have to B'dikas Chomis? Is that, this is a real shayla. Nebuchad happens. Guy lost his relative. It's right before Or Labasar. He lost his relative. He's an Einar now. Is he mechuyif to go do Bidikas Chometz now? So if you hold that Bidikas Chometz is just pure mitzvah seaseh mit derabbanan, and that's it. The Isurim were taken care of a long time ago. But there is a bit of Yamasagi. So he doesn't have to worry about Isurim. He's not going to find that any real Isurim. But there is a bit of Yamasagi. He's not mechuyif to go climb under the beds and go do Bidikas Chometz. He's not mechuyif. Not even mechuyev, according to some Rishonim, is not allowed to. But if you hold that B'dikas Chometz never lost its characteristics of Isser, it's still Asser. It's just not a. It's just in addition to the Isser, it also was transformed to a mitzvah derabanan. So then maybe the Einin has to do it out of the Isser Shabbai. But even if you can tell me that he has to do it, what would we tell him to do? Without a what? Without a bracha. So, according to the Rosh, what's happening in the model, in this sugya, Baritzach Sheyavarech, is something really fundamental. It's not really a bracha sugya, it's really a B'dikas Chometz sugya. What the nature of Tachana of B'dikas Chometz is? It's a bit of Rabban, the Reis, the Yamasagi, Rabban with the Tikkun of B'dikas Chometz. The Havamina, Shabahavamina was, it's only B'dikas Isser. It's like, not even Bishalachim. It's like having the Jew turn on the fire to avoid Bishalakum. You don't make a bracha shekin, Hashem is mitzvah shalalecha Bishalakum. Kamashma, it's like a Tilsi Dayim. Anyone know another mitzvah, another parallel kind of a mitzvah? Midirabbanan also. It started out with Teres Isser and then was transformed to become a mitzvah and proved positive you make a bracha.
Erevin?
Erevin is the same thing. Let's say Erev Chatzeres. There's an Isser midirabbanan to carry in an area, even though it's surrounded by walls, but not Teres, which is a Yochim, and until you can carry this, when the Melech realized, if people carry there, next thing you know, they're going to carry their shoes around. So I'm in my hallway, my apartment building, my common courtyard, whatever the case is, my city with Tzuras HaPesach, which is, it's an area that Midirabbanan, it's a Chatzesh and Merevis, I have to make an Erev Chatzeres. So that's an Isser Midirabbanan to carry in such an area. When I make an Erev Chatzeres, I'm preventing that Isser, right? No, more than that. I make a bracha, Shekin Yishon, Mitzvah, Yisrael, Tzvanu, Al Mitzvah, Erev. Or Erev Tavshilin. According to many, the whole reason for Erev Tavshilin is just to remind people that they shouldn't be cooking from Yom Tov to Chol. The Yom Tov to Shabbos really should be mutter to cook, based on all sorts of Chayalim. So just to prevent a zilzul of cooking from Yom Tov to Chol, Chazal made a mitzvah to Rabban on Erev Tashil. We make a brach on Erev Tashil, Erev Tchumen. You're not allowed to go chutz at Chum, so we make an Erev Tchumen to avoid that. These are all examples of things that started out as Yisurim, but were quickly transformed to become mitzvahs. So I'm saying if a guy doesn't, let's say a guy doesn't do B'dikas Chametz, so he violated an Issur Min D'Rabbanan. He's, you want to know, is it's just like the guy, that's a shayla, like a guy does do B'dikas Chametz, that's like a guy who just didn't light Hanukkah candles? Or is it worse than that? That Chazal made a gezeira, according to Tosfos, gezeira shayla v'liyachloi. So that's an Issur D'Rabban. You're violating, it's like the same Chazal said, don't move a pencil because you're going to come to write with the pencil. So even if I just move it and I don't write with it, I violated a Siyag with the Rabbanan. So to over here, I violated a Siyag with the Rabbanan. I violated the Issur D'Rabban and Kul being in a situation. Or I violated a being with the Rabbanan of relying on a Shvach Bittul. And a Torah Bittul works, but with the Rabbanan Chazal didn't want to rely on Bittul. Whatever the reasons are. So I violated that Issur D'Rabbanan that said you're not supposed to rely on this. It's Gezeira, don't rely on the Shvach HaBittul. So that's what we're saying, that there may be an Issur D'Rabbanan behind the scenes also. Maybe it's like the guy who eats bread without washing. The guy who eats bread without washing, so he just was Mevatel on Issur D'Rabbanan, or he violated an Issur. It's an Issur D'Rabbanan, Mishum Gezeira, Adu Truma, Adu Srach Truma, they were Gezeira not eat bread without washing. So that's exactly what we're talking about. That's the Shadda. So according to the Rosh, the Havamina was that's all there is just an Issur, not a mitzvah b'chlal, and therefore there wouldn't have been a bracha. When the Kamash Malan is Tzarech Shivarech, that means they uprooted the Issur. I don't know. I'm not sure. So basically, getting back to the Rosh. So the Rosh says the bottom line is we're making a bracha here because we're convinced that with the Rabbanim we're doing a mitzvah. Yeah, sir. Yeah, I don't know why. Why would we think it goes away? Right. That's what I'm saying. It's it. I'm saying the Pasha is it doesn't go away. Right. So now the Rosh continues. So now that the Rosh explained to us why we're making the bracha for B'dikas Chametz, even though it's not a D'Rabbanan of Arsa Isser, because it's more than that, it's a mitzvah essay as well. So now the Rosh poses the next problem. He says, wait a second. Hold the phone. We're getting all psyched up to recite the bracha, Abiyah Chametz. We're making the bracha on the night of Yidal. Why? Because we are so excited to do this mitzvah d'rabbanan called B'dikas Chametz. Understand? Says the Rosh. Tomorrow morning, you're going to burn your chametz. You're going to take a little bit of chametz left over that you didn't finish. The 16 donuts left over from Siyah B'chayrus. The boxes of cereal you didn't finish. All those pieces of bread you found b'shas B'dikas Chametz. All those Cheerios you found under the fridge from 3 Pesachs ago. And you're going to make a big bonfire and burn it all. Fumitzah b'nei Torah, says the Rosh, that's going to be the real McCoy. That's going to be the Raisa. Ki dechzi b'yam ha-rishon, tashmi sov v'teichem. V'dashir liyad b'yam ha-rishon, ha be a dalid. And it's the Rosh. It's mamish oyim hafach in Yiraya. We're bending over backwards, giving you shtikul Torah, how we're turning Yisurim into mitzvahs, to enable you to say this grandiose bracha abiyu chametz, whoop-de-doo, to celebrate the fulfillment of the mitzvah derabbanan that we just made up, called B'dikas Chametz. And tomorrow's mitzvah deraisa of tashbisu is left without a bracha. You're plotting to recite abiyu chametz. What do you wait till tomorrow? Do it. Forget the shtikul Torah. Tomorrow's the real mitzvah. What are you making an abiyu chametz now on a make-believe, quasi-fake mitzvah derabbanan? Make the bracha tomorrow with the real time. So I fret the Rosh. Imra knees of the Rosh. That option is not available. The otsos chometz min abayis kodes man yisrael anafik b'tashbisu. Says the Rosh, we're about to do tomorrow morning at the time of Shreifas chometz is not a mitzvah b'chlal. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah deraisa. It's meaningless b'nai Torah. Why? Why is it meaningless b'nai Torah? Well, it's tomorrow. Why is it meaningless? So I'll throw back to some things we spoke about once or twice earlier this year. The Rabbi Akiva Liel, Tashbisu and Israfa. We know that at least according to some, Tashbisu is Israfa. Not everyone agrees to that. Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbani, I think we know that a little bit also. But there are many, many who say Tashbisu is Israfa. There's no question that in the world of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda, the Shreifas Chometz, Minat Torah, is going to be after its Asar. There's not a shail about that. When's it come? Asar at Chatzos. Midah Havei Noisar. Because after all, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva, the whole source of Shreifas Chometz is learned from Noisar. When do you burn Noisar? Rabbi Yisrael? You don't burn it in the middle of the night. You burn it when? In the morning. But nice met a big rich Yisrael. You burn it after it becomes nicer. You don't jump the gun and burn it before it becomes nicer. Avav Eichu Mutta Bechil Eishar Fenu. Nobody burns noisa when it's mutter. So Minat Torah, nobody burns chometz when it's mutter. But yes, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm burning my chometz at 11 o'clock in the morning. What are you crazy? What are you doing it for? It's mutter. What are you burning chometz for? It's mutter. Aye, but Lamaisa, if we do it, how do we know that we do it? Why, Taka? What? Why don't we do what the chometz says? Why don't we wait till 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Who told us to do it earlier? What statement of Chazal is compelling us to burn it earlier? Maybe we got it all wrong. We got the whole Erev Pesach day wrong. Why do we think that we're burning chametz so early in the day? What's the answer? What does the Mishnah say? What does the Mishnah say, David Aleph? Sarfin what?
Chilashesh.
I think we've quoted the Mishnah once or twice. So Oichlin kol arba, Tailin kol chamesh, Sarfin chilashesh. Chilashesh is an hour before Chatzos. So the Tanoim burnt the Chometz before this Manasseh. So what are you angry before, says the Rosh? I'm doing what it says in the Mishnah. So why are we doing it that way? So the Rosh continues. So why are we getting rid of the Chometz so early? Yes, we are accomplishing a great Torah goal by getting rid of our Chometz early. By getting rid of Chometz before Chatzos, we were avoiding any chashash to buy Rabbi Matzah. Now, we know why Chazal didn't want to wait till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They were nervous, they were afraid. People are going to forget, they're going to get stuck, they're going to... So therefore, Chazal were too weary to let us get the Chatzos. They wanted to get rid of the problem long before Chatzos. But push comes to shove, when we remove our Chometz at 11 o'clock in the morning, that's not Tashbis. When I tell you, it's Zichenet Nish Tashbis. This is the Rosh going to be Ikvah Satoshis and Abdallah. Yeah, we spoke about this 100 times. This is not Rosh and the Rambam talking, this is the Rosh and Taisus talking. That removal of Chometz pre-Chatzos is not Tashbisu. The Chlal not Tashbisu. Zero Tashbisu. None of us have ever been yet to Tashbisu in our lives. I'm not saying it's not a deraisa, a purpose. It solves the purpose, not Torah, of potential avoiding by Rabbi Matzi down the line. But the aim of Fushbo Mitzvah has to be a Tashbisu, Mitzvah Levar Chalof. But avoiding by Rabbi Matzah, remember, avoiding Yisurim what? Doesn't want brachas. So the Rosh has made an almost complete circle. We started off by thinking there's absolutely no purpose whatsoever to make a bracha because it's coming to the Sonian Yisur. So the Rosh says, no, Chazal turned it into a mitzvah. So the Rosh says, so we have to choose between making a bracha on a make-believe mitzvah the Rabbanon and the real makor, the deraisa of Tashbisu. Why don't we go for the big bucks? Go for Tashbisu. So the Rosh says there is no Tashbisu because the circuit chilashesh. The Rabbani not supposed to wait till after Chatzos. So I were accomplishing something with deraisa and now before Chatzos. That's only with Torah Sisa. It's not a Torah Mitzvah. So the Torah Mitzvah Shabbat Yemei is because Chometz. So now the Rosh continues. I thought it's a shirkul. Uminaroy is up the Rosh. Yivara kaidu bedika bedikas Chometz. I understand. So Imfar Askvar, if Chazal already turned the tables on you and making you make a bracha on the make-believe bits of the Rabbanah B'dikas Chometz, so why don't you just say, Asher Kiddushon Tzal B'dikas Chometz? B'tikin Lama B'ir Chometz, so why? What are you making a bracha on B'ir Chometz for? The whole thing is a farce. The B'ir tomorrow is Dishkin B'ir. The fire that you're making at 11 o'clock in the morning is a big joke. It's not Tashbisu. If the bracha imfar askvar, the bracha is on the mitzvah the rabbanim of all the basa baikin, so make the bracha al bedikas chometz. So the Rosh comes from left field. The mitzvah of bir chometz is not really relating to the bedikas chometz. If all you were doing on Orla Basar was simply walking around and looking under the beds with a candle, then the bracha would have been al bedikas chometz. But there's something else that you're doing on Leil Yedala. What is that? Bittul chometz. Why are you doing bittul chometz? You're ready to bedikah. What are you doing bittul for? Oh, that's the other gemara. That's Rabbi Meir. Why? Remember, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, same person. Habayi dechla. Habayi dek. Tzor shivatil. My timer, remember? Hashem yim tzegluska yefir, a whole sukkah that Rabbi Meir. So since every bedikah is going to be followed by bittul, so bittul chometz, listen to this. V'hayinu bittul chometz sheni yedulay. The bittul is the beer. It's not really tashbisu. Come on, tashbisu is tomorrow. But the bittul is already a process of removal. At least it's mevaru midaitai. And the chometz that's left over, the chometz yidu matzliyah say yidu aloi, v'echum menet shah chamishis, v'yaz mevaru midabayis. V'yal esek zeh nigra habracha shabedikah shitchina sabiyah v'nigra b'shah chamishis. Says the Rosh, because the beer starts a little bit, a little tipa ben ayam, but there's still a bittul in an hour or so. And tomorrow you're going to put the final touches on by burning it, even though the whole thing is a joke, the whole thing is a sham. There's no tashbisu anyway. So therefore, Chazal were comfortable when they were looking for, searching for this chabracha, they were okay to institute the bracha bir chametz. They didn't feel it was such a steer at the Lashna Kaidish to say al bir chametz, because there's a shtickle beer that's kind of happening, starting, continuing. The whole process of asik zeh, it's okay, you know, we can say with a straight face al bir chametz. But when all the dust settles, a good line, according to Rashi, it's a good line, check it out. All the dust settles, Bittul, come on, after the hour, come on, guys, come on. What's it meant? According to the Rosh, out of the two times on the calendar of Yudal and Nisan, the bedik at night and the beer tomorrow in the Shah, Tchilu Shah Shishis, which is the one that really warrants a bracha? The beer b'Shah Shishis is garnished. That's a nothing, because that's not a deraisa, that's nothing. The only time that really warrants a bracha in the Rabbanim, because Chazal turned the Nisan into a mitzvah, is the bedikah. That's the real chedesa habracha. And the emes is, based on pure Lashon HaKodesh, probably the more correct bracha would have been bedikas chametz. But because we can finagle in, there's a bittul following, and there's going to be a beer in a few hours from now tomorrow morning. So, all right, Zelzayin Chazal said, you know what, we'll let you make a beer chametz. A beer chametz is also an okay, it's also an appropriate bracha. You know, bedika could have been even more bracha. But we're going to do a beer chametz. But the reason why we're saying a beer chametz is really not because of tomorrow. Tomorrow's action is not really a bir chometz that warrants a bracha. That's only levare. That's only shalolav by rohimotzu. So according to the Rosh, the real action is taking place at night. That's the real. That's the excitement. That's the bracha time. Why the bracha is what it is? You got to finagle a little bit. You know, smooth out the rough edges. But the real bracha is tonight's bracha. So it's a Rosh. So I preface by saying this is a Rosh, the Shia Klal. You got to, who here read this Rosh? And read the Rosh with Yatzayf. How many Nakudas did the Rosh raise here? He wrote an entire Shtibul Torah here. All tried to explain. Why would you think you don't make a bracha? Mamai said, why do you make a bracha? Imkar Asfei, I make a bracha, why don't you make it tomorrow? Imkar Asfei, I'm ready to make it tonight. Why is the Nusach what it is? Every single Nakudas the Rosh has to find to get there to finish. Abadi Tzach Shevarech, by Yavarech. The Nusach is Biyacham. It's not a Nusach to Bidika. Hopefully, that's Shem. Tomorrow, we'll have to see. We have Minakotze Lakotze. The Ran talks about almost all the same issues that the Rosh raises and has an entirely different approach to the Sugya. Mamash Kamecha Mizbe Mayrav, which is going to set the stage for what exactly this bracha is and is not, which will set the stage for us the significance of Bari Tzach Shem. Okay, let's hopefully tomorrow continue.